ever took the time to think, like really, really think, just to answer some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or, what is the purpose of life? The answer is no. Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag for the Culture, we're going to deep dive on some of the most toughest topics going on in society today. The catch is, however, I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes because I don't want to waste all of your time. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. All right, thank you for tuning in. This is episode 7, The Power of Stillness. Oftentimes, we're moving. We as humans, we get up, we move. We're on the move, we're on the move, we're on the go, we're on the go. And we never take time to sit still and let our mind be free. Either we're watching a screen, either we're having a conversation, either we're giving somebody our time. We're always doing something except for sitting still. One of the first exercises I've ever done as a teacher was walk into a classroom and I said, look, I guarantee that this class as a whole, all 30 students, cannot sit down, close their eyes, and not say anything, laugh, giggle, smile, peek for a minute. And if you do it, I'll give everybody in this class $1. They tried it 5 times and they couldn't do it. Why is that? Because we're not programmed, we're not taught to be in our own mind. We're taught to focus on everybody else but the person or the body that we're inside. Oh, I got to worry about what's going on over there across the classroom. I got to worry about what's going on over here. I got to worry about what's going on across the street. I got to worry about that party. But you never worry about yourself until it goes down. And that's the part of stillness that we really need to start to practice. Especially if you're living in New York City, my New York listeners, like, we start moving at sunrise. As soon as you walk out the door, your mind is off of you. As soon as you get on the bus, your mind is off of you. You don't even have the chance to really be still. So for my New Yorkers or anybody living in that metropolitan area or any type of city, you got to really designate time to be with yourself and to be still. Because anxiety is real. Anxiety is real. As much as we may want to deny it, it is a real thing. But we deny it so much because we're so focused on everybody else but us, it takes away from our inner thoughts. It takes away from discovering who are you as an individual? Who is this person when I look in the mirror? Because when you're in the moment, when you're truly in the moment, when all you care about is what exactly is going on right this second, the power of concentration is crazy. There's nothing that you cannot do. For example, when you focus your mind to say, I'm only going to do this, I'm only going to study, or I'm going to memorize this song, or I'm going to pass this test, or I'm going to be on time, or I'm going to hit this goal. When you narrow that focus, it gets done. It gets done. When you say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to put all my effort into this, it gets done. So why not do that all the time? We don't do that because it's so easy to get distracted. Like right now, I'm trying to build the habit of getting up early and giving myself time to be with me before I give my time and my energy to the world. Now I'm getting to know myself better and what I feel my purpose is. But before that, as soon as I got up, I was ready to hit the ground running. I was ready to give my energy, give my time to the world. Because I thought that was more important. But it's not. You can't give your best to the world. You can't give your best to anybody else if you don't give your best to yourself first. And it's easy to hear that. It's easy to say, well, I'm going to do it. But that's a practice that you got to learn. And that will help you find your peace of mind. Being one with who you truly are. Because it's hard to really sit there and be like, I know who I am. I really know why I'm here. Because it's so hard to stay in the moment. Like, I was talking to one of my closest friends the other day, and he was saying that we got to teach kids that it's okay to miss shots in sports. That if you miss a shot, the moment is still going on, especially in basketball. You miss a shot, or if you're in football, you drop a pass or you miss a pass, you can't let that pass continue to hurt you in the moment because the game is so fluid, it's still going on. So now we got to go back to teaching kids like, yo, when you miss that shot, that moment's passed. Now it's about getting back on defense and getting the ball back. Put your energy towards that. Instead of focusing on your missed shot, putting so much emphasis, cursing, screaming, getting mad at yourself, blah, 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 blah. When that moment's in the past, you're never going to get that back. So why put your energy towards that? Get back on defense and get the ball back. And you could equate that to anything in life. Sometimes you have your down times, sometimes you have your up times. But especially when you have your down times, you don't focus on that moment. You don't focus on the moment that brought you down. You need to focus on what you could do right now to build yourself back up. To what you could do moving forward. To how you could push yourself to move forward. And again, that's easier said than done. I'm not saying that anybody could just get up and decide, I'm going to put 150% effort into myself. I'm going to forget about the past. Baje, baje, ba. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like Rafiki said in The Lion King, the past can hurt. But you can either move on from it or continue to live from it. You can't let your past dictate and control your future. You can't let your past dictate and control your now. Because you have the future, you have the past, and you have the now. What are you doing now? What are you doing this moment to make the most of it? Because when you focus on the now, you realize you have way more time than you think. Yeah, you're busy. Everybody's busy. You may be the busiest person on earth. But there are still moments throughout your day that you can dedicate to yourself, that you can dedicate to your mind. Try meditation. Try yoga. Do basketball once a day. Whatever you got to do to be one with yourself, you owe that to yourself because you're working so hard. You're working so hard, you don't even really acknowledge how hard you're working. But you would understand a little bit better if you gave yourself that time. And sometimes you gotta turn the phone off. Easier said than done. You gotta turn the phone off. You gotta disconnect because now, but before, like when social media first began, it was a place that we would go and come back. Go to visit and come back. Now, this is a place where we live and we disconnect from social media to come back to the real world. And that's something we gotta stop. Because social media is not a real place. It needs to be a place where we go again, where we go to visit. We don't go, we don't need to be living in social media because it's not real. But right now, our kids and our kids' kids and us, when I say us, I'm talking about millennials. And even, you know, people in their 30s and 40s, live in social media, and that will drain you because you put expectations on yourself that you're never, ever, 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 ever going to reach, because social media pushes you to be perfection. And it's the imperfections that you have that make you perfect. So when you chase this idea of perfection, you put these unfair expectations on yourself. Because that's all social media is, the chase of perfection. So it's not a place we should live. We should be living within ourselves, trying to figure out what are we supposed to be doing here. I think there could be imbalance. I'm not saying completely disregard social media, completely disregard your phone. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm just trying to say is we don't need to live there, because it's gotten to a place, like I said before, that we have to come back to reality, to the real world, to disconnect from social media. That's scary. And we've already hit that place as a people. We got to go back to where social media was a place we would visit. Because when you get that time alone, when you get that time to think, when you get that time to just let your mind wander, that's when a lot of people are their most creative. Because you don't have that distraction anymore. Your mind can go into full thinking mode. And the mind is the most powerful tool that you have. And when it goes into full thinking mode, you don't know what is going to push out. But you have to let your mind be at its most powerful when it's still, when it's in thinking mode, when it's not being distracted by external forces, outside forces. Because when you don't let your mind get that time to think, you limit its ability. Let it wander, let it think, let it sit. Let it hear the noise of silence for once, knowing that, okay, now I won't be distracted. Now I can just be myself. But only you could dedicate that. Only you can make that decision. Only you can give yourself that time. And nobody else is going to do it for you. The world is set up for you to be distracted. The world is set up for you to spend all your time on an iPhone. Spend all your time on a TV. Spend all your time with somebody else. Friends, family, work. The world is set up today for you to be outside of your body. And when are you going to give yourself time to be on the inside? And that's all I got for you today on episode 7 of Hashtag for the Culture. Please do me a favor. Tell your friends that they can listen on Apple. Tell your friends that they can listen on Spotify. Do me a favor again. Go there. Give me 5 stars or else I'm just going to call you a hater. This is James Motivates on Hashtag for the Culture, episode 107. Appreciate your time. Let's do it.